There was no difference in feeling. It was just the structure was different. I mean, there was a talking blues, which only had one chord. The guy played one chord and told you a story. The 12-bar blues and the 8-bar blues, it was the same except for the length of the phrases. And without singing them, it's kind of difficult to show the difference because instrumentally they don't make that much sense. So that's why everybody settled on the 12-bar, because instrumentally it makes the most sense, and you can do more with that in the context of jazz from, I'd say, the 1920s right up to the present.